Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And to quantify what I was just saying, I don't mean use all their tactics, but you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. I would have never gotten into Bohemian Grove if, when I was questioned by the feds and others, I didn't say, oh, I'm with Hillbillies. And, you know, technically that's the name of one of the clubs inside the Grove, but, and I guess I am kind of a hillbilly. I'm from, got a bunch of East Texas blood. I mean, that's pretty hillbilly. But the point is, it's all semantical because this is a foreign occupying globalist force. I think running for office and being open about the New World Order is a great way to do it as well, to just educate people. But knowing when to hold them, knowing when to fold them, when you're, you know, really trying to get in and defeat the enemy, it's a complex issue. Let's go to Brian in New Mexico. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. And first of all, I want to wish you a happy new year for you, your family.
You too, brother. Yeah. God bless you.
My biggest concern, I think, is with the media. There's a lot of evil and crookedness. People, you know, with their backroom deals and such. But the media, who knows it and perpetuates it and misguides people, I think, is the a key problem that we're facing, not even the technical brainwave-changing patterns of TV and such. All the advertisements are there to make you feel fragmented, broken, weak. And if we don't use the right toothpaste, we're not going to be able to do whatever, you know, we want to do. We are incredibly powerful beings, and yes, we are being drugged and manipulated in order that we don't tap into our greatness and our power. But even in the most drugged down, mentally deficient person, there is a spark that the globalists, I think that's why what they're ultimately afraid of, is a few thousand people have taken control over the whole population of this planet. And they do it subconsciously. They can't physically control us, at least not yet. So they do everything they can to make us feel, you know, like we're worthless, but we are incredible beings. This last year, I've been producing a television show, a public access TV show here in Albuquerque, and through backroom deals with the corrupt mayor and the city council, basically they gave control to a for-profit group that is now censoring all live things, and they're not allowing any controversial topics. So I'm basically out of a viewpoint or an outlet to express my viewpoint, but still just talking to people day to day. You never know how just the simplest conversation will have huge ripples. Going back to the dog or the gun thing, I was at the dog park and some guy was saying, well, we don't need guns. He's going, you don't need that to hunt deer. I said, first of all, you don't have a gun or you would know that you can't hunt deer with that. You can't get an automatic weapon, but they're in this mindset of what they see on television. And really, I think the biggest thing that people need to do is get rid of their television, or if they do watch it for research or whatever, know that, you know, how they're being manipulated, and really spend more time with your kids, talk radio, just more real life things is what I think this population.
Yeah, that's why they hate talk radio, is that it's not scripted, especially shows like this, but even mainline talk radio is not scripted compared to mainline globalist type propaganda. But all over the country, they're trying to shut down Access TV. People should use it while it's still there. People should defend it. They tried hard to keep me off of it. It's a great way to reach locals and organize things. But there's other ways. Most AM and FM stations are begging for people that want to come in and do an hour or two on the weekend. So do a YouTube channel first to show that you can talk. And then use that to say, hey, here's my local internet show. I do local news. And volunteer to come in and say, and I'll try to get sponsors, and then you can be a salesman as well, just on spec. And most stations, if you're well-spoken at all, will give you a weekend show. And then you're reaching a lot of people. Then you start telling folks about your show. You get them tuning in. Then there's a buzz. Pretty soon you're filling in for the weekday show. Pretty soon you got your own weekday show. Pretty soon you're syndicated. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
I believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We can take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to break down just a snapshot of the premeditated evil that is Agenda 21 implemented. and then we'll go to your phone calls continuing on this live first day of January 2013 transmission. But I want to read a quote here of Oliver Wendell Holmes, a Supreme Court justice. Taxes are the price we pay for civilization. And that is what the collectivists will always put in your face when you come out and point out that we are having our basic liberties and freedoms eradicated. Here is another headline. Georgetown law professor scrap archaic idiosyncratic and downright evil, those are quotes, Constitution. And that is a top Georgetown law professor in the New York Times saying that. Lewis Michael Seidman. And, of course, a big Obama supporter. We have other articles up at InfoWars.com that are just snapshots into how all of this works. Here's one by Kurt Nemo. Democratic operatives crank up death panel talk following Obama win and put out their twisted graphs showing how much U.S. health care costs versus other countries. And when you go read the article by George Soros operative at Slate, their headline is The Case for Death Panels. You hear the same talking point, The Case for Killing Granny. And, of course, we have the clip as well from people out there like the host of the HBO show, Bill Maher, where he says more death is what we need. Get rid of more people. But then he says turn your guns in for the poor 20 dead children. They can selectively turn it on and selectively turn it off. This is all Agenda 21. Let me explain how collectivism has worked in every country and why the true robber baron elites in the last 150 years or so have put their full weight behind it. A, it makes people dependent. B, the globalists always exempt themselves internationally from the laws they put on people in subsectors. What national sovereignty they allow to continue, they play off against the other nation states. And in the White House Science Czar's book, Ecoscience, you can read it online, it's free, close to 1,000 pages long, and in all of their other publications, they openly talk about how they're going to set up a government control system to make you dependent on government and to, quote, have a police state like China. That's Dr. Pianka at UT, who calls for 90% of us to be exterminated by an airborne release of weaponized airborne Ebola. They all say the same thing. In fact, guys, I don't see it over there on the bookshelf. Ecoscience is a big, giant, white book. It's always been over there. You guys go see if it's there. I think Aaron's here today. If not, go back and get it. Because the reason I'm staring is I'm wondering, where's my book? It's always been over there. You guys can walk in front of the cameras. I don't care. I just don't see it. Very hard to get a physical copy of that nowadays. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, is this is a fact we're talking about. And Agenda 21 has to be dealt with because it is a system of turning off the society. What do you do when the civilization and the government is a purely predatory group? And that's the norm throughout history, who have taken tyranny and codified it into a political system where they, with scientific expertise through insurance models and other systems, go after you and even actuary out the implosion of the society in orchestrated systems. Thank you. They found that it was under my desk. We did a video breakdown on this with Webster Tarpley, where he called the views in this book ultra-Hitlerian, titled, What, The Elite's Master Plan for Global Extermination? It's free online. It's an emergency SOS to everyone. And here's the problem. We have over 100 books. We ought to do a review of these books sometime over an hour, just reading quotes, where it's all the same thing basically plagiarized and repeated over and over again. I don't know who plagiarized who, but sometimes it's word for word. I mean, it's kind of like the Bible. There's 100 different versions, but a lot of it's pretty much the same. I mean, it's amazing. And they set themselves up as the saviors of the world in the name of tyranny. They're the saviors of the world, and now they're going to kill you. They're going to dumb you down. They're going to cut off your resources, when really it's the parasitic establishment saying, oh, France will now go without lights at night because everything's collapsing. Oh, they're going to turn the lights off in Australia at night. Oh, major cities in the U.S. aren't going to have lights. And your smart meters are going to charge you more during the day for electricity. And then you go read their own books. They say, we use too much energy. We need to make people more frugal. It's altruistic to be poor. It's beautiful to live under austerity. You go to Whole Foods and half the magazines say it, how sexy it is to be poor. And it's not being sold to make you get back to the earth and actually be self-sufficient. That's one thing. No, it's the opposite. They put everything in to make you where you can't be self-sufficient, but then come and cut your resources off and then say you're going to work even harder in a 250-square-foot apartment with your whole family, to where you can't take care of yourself even though you have two jobs. So you get a supplemental government card with big robotic farming and manufacturing operations with robots giving you goods you need to survive. This is the plan, so that you're forced to take inoculations. And other, I mean, they say in all their publications that they're going to put all of us that don't take the shots and don't do this in ghettos. And then, just like Malthus wrote 200 and something years ago, they're going to pump pathogens in to kill us in the ghettos. They say, we're going to put you in ghettos if you won't go along with all this. And then there's going to be some outbreaks. And then you actually read deeper. They go, we're going to release it on you. I mean, this is a nightmare where they're hunting us. And that's what happens in corrupt psychopathic civilizations, is that corrupt elites get into control who are ruthless, and they make a sport and a game out of incrementally shutting down the society. But they take their time because they enjoy their work, but also so that you never struggle out of the net. And they're openly now saying, if the IRS, run by foreign banks, says you haven't paid your taxes, no judge, no jury, no due process, your car's not going to start. All the new cars with kill switches built into them electronically, especially a cell phone component. All the new cars. Not just the black boxes in them, but other kill switches. That's on record. All printers. They have a record of when you bought it, who you were. They just turn them off. Your printer will turn off. Your computer will stop working. You're going to be face scanned off the cameras. The computer won't turn on unless the camera is uncovered, and unless the face scan authenticates when you turn it on. If you try to go to the store to buy food, even with cash, cash will still be there. It's just the face scan instant. This is already going in everywhere, by the way. Told you this 15 years ago because MIT said it was the Pentagon plan for total control. Now it's in. Remember, oh, that'll never happen. That's fear-mongering. Face scanning to go to college. Forced inoculations to go to college. No law. They just make you do it. They say it's policy. Total control. And then lots of mindless entertainment and peer pressure, dumbing people down while your neighbors are dying of cancer and your kids' brain damage from shots. And you've got all these health problems, even though you supposedly eat healthy and exercise all the time. And everybody's got asthma and allergies. And, you know, the cancer rate's gone up almost 3,000% for adults. It goes up 10,000% like it already is for kids. And nobody asks why it's happening. And they all talk about how they're going to kill us with the cancer and how they put the stuff in the water. You know, and you sit here and read stuff they wrote in the 70s and it's happening now. And you're like, hey, you go up to the cops and say, hey, don't you want to fight the new world? They're like, hey, I got a uniform. I feel powerful. I'm like, do you have any kids at home that are retarded? Well, yeah, actually I do. Do you know they did that to you, chances are? I really don't care. See, it's learning how to love your own destruction, so I'll...
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, carnivore capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You know, a lot of people see videos produced in partnership with the British government, the UK government, for Plandopolis. And it's where everybody lives in the ghettos that won't accept total control. Everybody else is controlled by central computers. Nobody's allowed to have cars but the elites. And people would see these videos and think it was a joke. But this is what they really plan. And when you've got over 100 books written by top globalists talking about how they're soft killing us, and talking about how once they get us in the compact cities, they can then wipe out the third world. The people in the compact cities will then beg the government to give them even more control. And then they're planning to wipe out the people in the mega cities. And they sit there and they brag about all this, and you're sitting there reading psychopaths telling you what they're going to do, in many cases not even veiled. And then you go out to the public and you go, hey, Europe's got death panels, and people go, oh, that doesn't exist. I heard you're a liar. And you're like, no, let me show you a video clip, or let me show you their own book. No, I don't believe that, crazy. Now that they get health care in, government health care, they're like, yeah, of course there's death panels. And here's how the trap of collectivism works to get you into this system, okay? I was just looking at Plantopolis, where the government decides the route of where you're going to go to allow you to leave your house. You have to get the computer to authorize it, that it's been approved. I mean, this is how totally sick these people are. And again, they think you're so rudderless now that they put out classic authoritarianism with a high-tech icing as if it's a good thing. But here's how collectivism works. They say, okay, everybody pays for everybody else's health care now, so health care costs are too high, because when you put government money into something, it drives up the price. And so we're going to say what you can eat and how much you've got to exercise, and, you know, that you can only eat meat once a year, which they're openly announcing under the UN World Food Council. I'm showing their UN video right now on screen for TV viewers. I mean, you cannot make this up. It's just unbelievable, folks, to see how dumbed down the public is. They have no idea how much trouble they're in. They're already jacking the food, the water, everything, and bragging about it. And the trap works that once they say, well, things are collectivized, well, I'm paying for it, so I say how much you're going to weigh. And they use an example of a 700-pound woman on welfare and say there ought to be rules. But then you find the rules say 860 calories for breakfast and lunch, and then another 500 for dinner, which is basically starvation level. And if you're 1% above their fat index, the state takes your kids. I mean, you read what they're going to push, it's unbelievable. And parents can't pack school lunches, and that's already rolling out. I mean, just 3 years ago, I was reporting on them not letting people pack their own lunches in Chicago and other areas. People didn't believe me, and now it's going in everywhere. I remember 15 years ago reporting on them banning dodgeball. People didn't believe it. Now schools everywhere don't even let you run at recess. It's total prison control. And so now, and I've got articles breaking this down, they come out in all these George Soros-connected outfits like Slate and have their operatives in this one case say the case for death panels in one chart. You guys punch this up on screen. And it shows a skewed and manipulated chart to begin with, because they're showing end-of-life care specifically, not overall health care percentage of GDP. And they don't have family in health care. They haven't researched it. They don't know. They're here deceiving people. And it's the same line Bill Gates puts out that we'll play after the break, where he says, you know, kill granny, hire 10 teachers. They don't explain to you that the insurance companies owned by foreign banks have set this up, that when you've got insurance, it's 3 to 4 to 5 times more than if you didn't have insurance, depending on the hospital. Sometimes if you don't, it's 3 or 4 or 5 times more. You see, it's all a scam. I had a friend's mom get bit by a rattlesnake on Town Lake here in Austin, on the edge of Town Lake. And because they had top-of-the-line insurance, and because they knew that they were wealthy, they charged them $300,000. They negotiated it down to, I think they said, $170,000. And she went to the hospital, didn't have a problem, gave them antivenom that cost like $50. But because they didn't negotiate it, they tried to charge them $300,000 because they had top-of-the-line insurance and were worth, you know, just buku money. That's how this stuff operates. I have insurance. My finger's cut off. I go to the hospital. Illegal aliens are going in front of me for an hour. No insurance, no nothing, not even checking their names. You're God. You're God. You're God. You're here to bankrupt the system. You want to come and have a free baby? Boom, it's paid for. But citizens, you can't get health care even when you have the insurance. And that's how it is in England. I've watched the C-SPAN debates in British Parliament, where you wait 18 months for an operable brain tumor that isn't operable in 1 year. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So you've got these poor people out there, U.S. citizens. They can be Hispanic, black, white, you name it. They don't know under the Hippocratic Oath in the entire history of Western medicine that a third of the health care a doctor provides as an honorable profession was to be free. Free. And then the wealthy were supposed to give endowment and money to tax-free hospitals. This is just a window into Agenda 21. The Rockefellers by the 20s start taking over medicine. They are the biggest owners and controllers in their tax-free foundations of the charity hospitals. They don't tell you it's a charity hospital when you go in it. So they're tax-exempt, but they run a money-making operation. And, you know, we had a crew member. Well, he was a contractor for me 6-7 years ago, probably going to die of Crohn's disease. He'd been kicked off insurance, couldn't even get it. And I had to argue with him. I said, I know you've been to 10 hospitals, 15 doctors. You know, you're losing weight. You know, they're saying, you know, basically go home and maybe die. I said, listen, I know that you have to go in and explain and show them your financials that you can't get insurance. And there's charity care. He said, I don't believe you. I've gone in and told them this and they tell me it doesn't exist. And I said, listen, you got to keep doing it. And I was just talking to CJ out there about years ago. He looked into this to help somebody he knew for charity care with dental stuff. And by the way, my dad manages 18 dental offices. Okay, I happen to know about this. And now these big conglomerates tell the dentists, don't tell people about this. They don't do the Hippocratic Oath anymore for about 20 years. Do no harm, Hippocrates. So under Obamacare, they're getting rid of charity care. And they're making everybody go buy insurance, even if you can't afford it. And now it's going to double the premiums this year. That's Bloomberg and AP reporting that. And then it lets the government control what health care you get through the death panels. And they use an example of an old lady who's going to get $1 million of care. And that's all jacked up and a bad example. You know, a cherry-picked example to say you're going to lose your job as a teacher now because she's going to get health care. Well, see, next, you're going to lose your job if we give this 65-year-old person an eye surgery. And it's all this idea of the pie is one size. Because the globalists say within just 10 years, they already have this, they'll have robot machines that for, $100 can sit there and give you an eye surgery to correct your vision. Life extension is going to be totally cheap. They've got to bring us back into a dark age for the general population, except for what they call mega city or city-state reservations, high-tech reservations. This is now being announced. People are like, how did you know this, 15 years ago? They wrote books about it, nonfiction. It's all planned. I don't know how else to explain this to you. And you've got these fools waddling around going, I want my Obama phone. I want my free health care. And I was just talking to CJ about how, he found in Austin the only places that advertised charity care were in Spanish, and they're getting endowment money. They're getting government grants, taxpayer money. It's not supposed to run like that. You got a hospital that has regular care, regular prices. They look at how much you make, and it goes on a scale. And then the doctors, like Ron Paul did for a decade, he would go two nights a week and work at the poor hospital for $2 a night. And that was customary because that would pay for your food and gas. Because he was a real servant. He got into it under the Hippocratic Oath that you were taught as a physician. You're doing this to serve people, the highest calling. To wash people's feet. It was Christian, ladies and gentlemen. It was Christian. The first hospitals were the Hospitallers. Christian sect. Before, just go die. Or go to the local medicine woman. And so that's the issue, is that you are meant to provide the care. You are meant to, let's say if you're having to get people crowns and stuff, you're supposed to call up companies and go, we'll give you all our business for crowns, but are you going to provide us a certain percentage of free stuff so we can give it to the poor? See, used to, everybody just did that, understanding it's what you had to do. Now that's all gone. Churches are gone. They're now 501c3. It's all gone. So again, they come out and say, taxes are what you pay to have a civilization. That's actually not true. Local taxes are what you do. You locally agree on some taxes. If there's a big problem, a special problem, or hey, we want to build dikes to expand our shipping area, like the Dutch, and then locally you vote and you pay to do it. And then those jobs get paid locally to merchants and for people to expand the building of it. But globalism is everything to these development zones. I mean, they all wrote books about it. Rollerball, James Caan in the 70s is a fiction movie about this, where you've got energy city, manufacturing city, computer city, military city. All corporate cities run by the same guys, where the corporate super elite land in these jet copters and they want the top rollerball world champion's wife. And why? Because they're jealous of him and it's an exercise of power. Because this actually happened in Rome and other cultures. They would come to the top, sports heroes, you name it, say, I want your wife. And you had to give it to them. Folks, this stuff happens over and over and over again. What Prima Noctu, where they would in the Middle Ages come and demand your wife on the wedding night. This stuff has happened. That's what the TSA down your pants, all of it is an exact historical blueprint with a high-tech overlay. And so they get you into the cities, they do all this, and look at this commenter in our article. Democrats crank up death panel talk following Obama win. And I'm going to play this clip here in a minute, but look at this commenter. He was commenter number 30. Printed this morning. It's a lot more comments now. I have to agree with Bill Gates on this one. The American people cannot afford to spend $1 million to keep a terminally ill patient alive in their later years. Someone who is 80 years old has lived a long life. And they also say kill babies up to age 3 now. We cannot print money forever, and music will stop sometimes. The analogy of laying off teachers is a good one because we need to focus on the children, which are the only hope that we have for the future. Man, that is a classic eugenic statement. That is Carousel, Logan's Run. My mother's in that movie, by the way. The point is that they were doing it. She never tried to be in a movie. One of her friends was going to be in Logan's Run, and she's in it a couple times. I'll find those clips and play. It's pretty interesting. The point is that when you hit 30, they kill you. They send you up in a gladiatorial event, and a laser beam blows you to bits. All these things are in your face. Zardoz, where there's an elite that lives forever with high technology, and they have compact mega cities where they then send out hunter-killer drones to go out and kill the wild humans so their populations don't go up too high. Oh, I think you heard of that. It's called Hunger Games. They're throwing it in your face over and over again, and it all has been written about 200 years ago by Malthus, picked up 160 years ago by Galton, put out 100 years ago by H.G. Wells, who wrote scores of nonfiction books. I happen to have read them. In the movie Things to Come that came out, what, in the 30s? We guys find Things to Come. They've got B-2 bombers, batwing bombers of the world government flying around, blowing up the holdout nation states and attacking gun owners. And it's clearly American gun owners being killed in the book and the movie. When do you write Things to Come? In the 30s? Like in 1901, he wrote a book where they had atomic weapons. They already had the equations to build atomic weapons in the 1830s, ladies and gentlemen. They are suppressing all of this stuff, and they think they're God. And Agenda 21 is not to help you. They take model cities, take the building restrictions off, take the taxes off to build all a bunch of high-rises and make them beautiful and make them sexy. Austin is the world model of Agenda 21. You already take a great first-class city, great people, low taxes, everything, build it all fancy and say this is Agenda 21, like a piece of cheese on a rat trap to bring the rat in so it claps on his head. Cheese smells good, cheese looks good. And by the way, sometimes rats get really smart. An old trick, an old wives' tale trick, and I've had to do it. Drop a few other pieces of cheese on the ground lining up. When they start seeing other rats get hit or mice get hit by the trap and get clapped, they stop going and taking the cheese or the peanut butter. Well, you know what you do? You start putting other foods out because they associate the smell of that food with getting killed. Oh, try this. Does this, like the devil's always got the different sin. Oh, that didn't work? How about this? Is this the lever I find to move you? Well, if they stop doing that after you've killed 10 of the rats, you know, you got to. They're crapping in your attic, stinking your house up. What do you do next? It happens to anybody who lives in the country. You dribble a few pieces of cheese out on the floor, knowing they're going to eat a couple pieces and think, this is good. This is good. This is good. I'm going to get that last big piece. Bam! You're dead. Boom! You're dead. Kill you and your rat family. You don't buy his DVD. It's an inside joke. One of my favorite videos out there. All right, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen. I said I'd go to your phone calls, and I need to. See, I could talk for 10 hours about Gen 21. I haven't even gotten into all the evidence. It's diabolical. And, I mean, here's an example of the system and how evil it is. Did you know they're announcing in the United States, if you are a sperm donor, they're going to give your information over and make you pay child support? That's Agenda 21. Everything's a con game. Sperm donor forced to pay child support to lesbian couple despite giving up parental rights to the baby before she was born. Yeah, it turns out the women broke up, and the woman went in to the state. And guess what? The woman don't have to pay. You going to pay, Jack. You going to pay, Jack. See, it's all about injustice. All about injustice. See, because he's a family man and produces and has some money. You going to pay. And that's why they're racing to shut everything down. Because once they shut it down, they've got you. And oh my gosh, we're going bankrupt. We need to kill old people. And yeah, are there doctors that greedily know they've got a brain dead woman or man, you know, 79 years old, and they'll do double hip replacements and put 12 stents in their heart and do a brain surgery? Yep, and it's up to the state board to prosecute those people, not the feds, who are 10 times more corrupt. See, they can always point at little local corruption. There are million-dollar cases where they go and take somebody who can't be saved and sit there and do this. But that's why you can't have a free country that's not moral. Rob Jacobson was talking to me during the last break, and he said, you know, why can't we arm teachers, but we're going to arm cops and trust them? And my example was, well, what about arming, not arming pilots? You trust them to fly this giant, you know, multi-ton, giant, you know, 100-ton aircraft, giant missile, tens of thousands of times the power of a handgun or rifle, but you don't trust them to have a gun in the cockpit. Because the message is, you can't protect yourself, and you can't take care of anything. And that's what Agenda 21 is the electronic kill grid, an attack on all civilization in the name of a new civilization. Because the globalists can't let us chart the course of technology in a good direction, because it will empower us to a level that will transcend the ancient psychopath guilds that set up predatory subunits and prey on their own species. We have decadent, degenerate, cancerous subspecies, Homo sapiens psychopathicus, I don't know what you want to call it. We must transcend them by knowledge and teaching and understanding. Instead, we're letting these people play God, because we don't crave being in charge. We give the world to them. You must first get over your fear, and then you must move against the enemy, or there's no future. You think it's fun to get up on the nightly news last night and have Stuart Rhodes say the things he said on air? It's very serious. He's a serious person, and so am I. This isn't a game. This isn't a drill. This isn't a joke. This is the real deal. You're being targeted. They learned with Hitler, he moved too quick. They know how to kill you quietly and softly now. And they've got all these little subsets of criminals. They even rate in computer systems, you know, mid-level minions and what type they are and their psychological breakdown. It's all there in the giant globalist NSA databanks. And they place the different psychology types in different formations, all because they have the fruits of our labor. And soon they won't need the fruits of our labor because of robotics. But they're going to use the robotics in farming and manufacturing to first make us purely dependent, where we'll do anything to get those baubles and trinkets of rank and social standing, but also survival. And then all the trinkets we're given will have a backdoor control to dehumanize us and track us and in the darkness bind us. And so we must understand that they're going to go, oh, you're right, we can't trust pilots to fly planes. That's why they're robotic. Who programs the robot? We're entering a psycho world run by technocrats. You're in a science fiction movie. And let me tell you know, Gangnam Style, whoop. I mean, all that stuff is rhythmically designed to distract you, to divert you. All the little goofy programmed world where everything's fun, everything's funny, don't worry. It's all fun. It's all good. Government loves me. It's a fraud. They're not going to stop just killing the old people. They're going to kill you, and they're already killing you. And they're already introducing the idea of, oh, all of Africa just died from that airborne Ebola or that mouse pox. We've got to lock down our cities. Thank God we're safe. And well, you've retired now, and we don't need you anymore. You're obsolete, so we're going to get rid of you. That's actually the plan. Let's go to Bill Gates talking about it. Here it is. Bill Gates breaking it down, ladies and gentlemen. A Well, we had a TriCaster heart attack. All day we've been prepared to play
this. That's
the
trade-off society is making because of very, very high medical costs and a lack of willingness to say, you know, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion. So you, of course,
that's an interesting thing you just said, which is just the last 3 months in life for one person or something, because we haven't had a discussion of how to allocate that money, it means we lay off three teachers to do so. I mean, in other words, we haven't had
society's
this type of allocation.
Making that trade-off because of huge medical costs that are not examined to see which one.
That's enough. And then you let a guy whose dad it was the head of Planned Parenthood and open eugenicist, so is Bill, and his wife, you let a guy run your health care. The mistake we made was letting government and foreign corporations take over the health care, and now they can totally engineer us. And I was talking to CJ during the last break. He'll come back and talk about it, about the illegal aliens are the only one that get charity care now because they're a client group meant to drive down the wages here domestically, just like prison labor.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Today, there's an article in the New York Times. No, not the one calling for us to turn all our guns in. Literally. Georgetown law professor, scrap archaic, idiosyncratic, and downright evil constitution. That's a quote. Well, of course a tyrant would call something that keeps separation of powers and checks and balances evil. as the nation teeters on the edge of fiscal chaos. Observers are reaching the conclusion that the American system of government is broken, because globalists have infiltrated it and maneuvered us towards being bankrupt, and the Republicans and Democrats are arguing over how much to increase taxes and how much to gut the country. Yeah, it's broken because you can't fully bankrupt us 10 times over like you've done Greece. They want to wreck us, folks, as the nation teeters on the edge of fiscal chaos. Yeah, by you people. Observers are reaching the conclusion, and then the weak-minded go, yeah, I am. I'm mad about the Constitution. Darn it, with property rights and juries and freedom and everything that made the country so wealthy. I want what they've got in North Korea. I want instant access with one hereditary dictator with big fat cheeks running everything. Hey, Hans. How you doing, Hans Bliggs? Come on in, Hans. We want to resurrect Kim Jong-il. Put him in charge. Yeah, he'll get things done. And this guy, it's not a dumb liberal. It's not a liberal saying get rid of our Constitution. They're pig tyrants. But they walk around with the NPR voice. Oh, hi. Oh, I'm real friendly. Get in the car, little kid. It's the same thing. Shh, get in the glue truck, little horsey. I talk real soft and act non-threatening. Though we got the government arming against you, we want your guns. Yeah, we're real friendly. We're real liberal. Yeah. You want to get around these people, and behind the scenes they're like, yeah. When we get you in the FEMA camps, we're going to stomp your guts out and rape your wife. But in public, I'm liberal. Oh. I mean, just look at these people as the nation teeters. Let me do it in the Ted Knight voice. As the nation teeters on the edge of financial chaos, observers are reaching the conclusion that the American system of government is broken. Seidman wrote, but almost no one blames the culprit. Our insistence on obedience to the Constitution, with all its archaic, idiosyncratic, and downright evil provisions. Time to scrap it. Time to scrap you, parasite. Some nobody professor perched in there with Obama at Georgetown. Perched in there like an elitist, seeing all of us like salami sandwiches in the coal case to be eaten off of, and figuring out ways in the government empire that if we could just increase taxes and increase productivity, we would be able to have a higher standard of living for us, the governing class. All I know how to do is sit around and act powerful and official all day. Oh, I mean, these people that run this government promote torture, murder, death, and then you see the lazy-eyed Obama supporter, the average idiot, literally stumbling around half-dead from vaccines and GMO. When they're 30 years old, they look like they're 50. They're killing us all. Just look at them. Look at the kids look like dead slobs everywhere. Rich neighborhoods, poor neighborhoods. They're just killing all of us, just zombies. And that's why they tell us we're zombies in all these movies, because we're turning into zombies. And it can be a simulation of, there's all these video games where you torture zombies now, and the zombies are getting more and more human. And again, it's all simulants to dehumanize us. They're telling us, you're garbage, you're undead, we don't need you. Because see, they don't need biological androids anymore. They've got machines now. Doesn't mean they won't take their time and have fun cutting off your resources and having your daughters, you know, get in the backs of their limousines to service them while the elite literally defecate on them in many cases, you know, so your daughter can get some money. It won't matter. Oh, they're going to take their time psychopathically. America and the world is one giant basement where a psychopath has all of us just having their way with us. And they really want to have their way with us now. But the Second Amendment stands in their way of gang raping and pulling our teeth out with pliers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution organizations, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to Infowarsstore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, The Attack on the Second Amendment, The Police State, The GMO Takeover. It's all there and all available at Infowarsstore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.